Alright, alright. Welcome to the Advance and Loney Show. And today we have the Kangaroo Man. The Kangaroo Man is from, you would guess it, Oz, or Australia, or Aussieland, or the kangaroo place of kangaroos. So, Kangaroo Man, what can you tell us today about your great adventure in Kangaroo Land, eh?
Right, mate, you see what? I was walking in the forest and I found this little kangaroo. Now what I did was, right, I put my arm around his head and he was like, ee, ee, ee. Now what, they might go ee a lot, right, but that is just a distress signal. So whenever you find a kangaroo and he does that when you put your arm around his neck, don't panic. Just think it's a distress signal. It's kind of like, right, when you're being hunted and somebody want a gun at you, you don't really go, hee, you go, please, don't shoot me, mate. I don't want to die. What?
Yes, I'd say that's right. I'm not too sure if it's right or not, but you must tell me if it's right, because I've never been really attacked by somebody who pointed a gun at me, right? You know?
What, mate? Like I'm saying, you don't know when it's going to happen. So, the kangaroo, right, look, the kangaroo don't know when it's going to happen. So what you do is you walk up, well, you sneak up right behind the kangaroo, and you put your arm around its neck. Now, let me show you right here. Let me show you. I don't really want to hurt you or anything. What? I don't want to do the hurting, man. See, I had surgery this last week because somebody ran into the back of my vehicle and caused my neck to go all crazy. So please, don't do that. All right, mate. Look, I won't do it to you, but this is what I have to show you.
What is that, man? Is that like a kangaroo right there?
It don't matter what you think, there, kangaroo man. Look, we know you stole the kangaroo from Australia.
Excuse me. Well, what the heck they put in that food? Look, anyway, look, this is what I had to tell you, okay? You stole that kangaroo.
Look, mate, I did not steal the kangaroo. The kangaroo belongs to me. It's stuffed. Look, you can hit it, and it's like one of those plush toys. All right. Here, you feel, you touch it. It's plush.
Okay, I believe you, man, okay? I believe you. So this thing is stuffed kangaroo. Why'd you bring it?
Right. I have no idea why I brought it, but I figured I'd give it to you. Since I'm talking about kangaroos, you can maybe give it to your daughter, your mom, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever you got, mate. It don't matter. Look, anyway, the kangaroos, I've been doing it for 10 years, and it's like a whole decade. A decade of kangaroo hunting. Right, mate?
Hey, look, man, I see you're doing the kangaroo thing, right? But how many kangaroos have you caught in all your time doing this?
Right, listen, I've got 2 kangaroos from the 10 years, the decade of me doing I used to do crocodile, but what I'm saying is I used to do kangaroo hunting too. I used to until I got caught last yesterday, mate. I don't do it anymore since I got caught. But look. What I'm saying, hey, you got any water around here?
Hey, Johnny, get us some water over here, man. We're getting kind of thirsty.
It's coming right up! Here you guys go!
What? Let me take a drink real quick.
What, mate? That was good water. Where you guys get this stuff? It's like great. Well, I never had water like that before, mate.
Hey, hello, Johnny, man. Where'd you get the water?
I don't know. I got it out in that big water thing outside. It was made out of wood, and I saw some horses. I figured maybe it was good water.
Well, I guess that's your answer, man. I tell you that. Our time's up, but look, come next week.
All right, mate, I gotta get out of here. I gotta run.
Hey, those kids shut the door behind you, man. That's it for the kangaroo guy. Listen to this.